Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and we're digging once again into the archives of... any guesses? Yes, it's the Bugle Podcast for the 139th episode of Top Stories in a row. Time for a roundup of crime for you now. In February 2013, the courts were very busy. Expect diamonds, killer athletes, and dodgy MPs. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week! What time is it? Hold on, let me check my watch. Wait, someone's stolen my watch! Oh, I get it. It's crime time! And we're starting this episode with a Bugle crime roundup, because it has been a good week for getting away with crimes, Andy. So, bad luck, Buglers, if you didn't have the foresight to try and commit any over the last 7 days. Let's start...
That does sound like you're going in hard on the Pistorius case, John.
No. No, I'm going in soft on the Pistorius thing, Andy, in that I was planning on not mentioning it at all.
Because before we get into the crime section, which doesn't deal with the Pistorius case, it has proved yet again, John, how efficient trial by media is as a form of justice. Because
much quicker.
With the Pistorius case, we already had an instant verdict, which was definitely innocent. Then within hours, appeals process, definitely guilty. And then over subsequent days, another appeal, and he's now probably innocent. So, you know, that is trial by... It's going to take months, probably years to get through the courts, John. And we've already had three different verdicts in a week.
It's streamlined justice, Andy. As people couldn't even have dreamt of.
That is the future. And when you compare it with the Vicky Price case here that some buglers might be aware of, where Chris Hughne, the former cabinet minister, pleaded guilty to getting his wife to take a speeding offence for him on his licence. But his wife, the case went through court and the jury was discharged this week and a retrial ordered because they sent some questions to the judge that showed that they were basically didn't have a f***ing clue what was going on. These questions basically included questions like, can I decide she's guilty if I think she's got a shifty face? My mate Ian reckons she's done it. Can I use that as evidence? I've seen pundits on the telly predict the outcome of sporting events by gut feeling. If that's allowed there, can I do it in a court case? And if we can't decide by discussion, should we do eeny, meeny, miny, moe or a game of scissors, paper, stone? And if so, should it be best of three, best of five or a simple one-off? So there you go, John. Bad week for trial by jury. Good week for trial by media. Your witness.
Well, let's start our crime roundup in Belgium, Andy. Belgium was the scene of a spectacular crime this week, which thankfully did not involve a creepy old man locking people in his basement and sexually abusing them for decades. So they must have been relieved about that, the Belgians, Andy, because anything less horrific as a crime than a creepy dungeon man has to go into the books as a big win for the Waffle Wizards. Instead... Belgium was the scene of a spectacular diamond robbery. Apparently, eight masked gunmen took less than 5 minutes to pull off one of the biggest diamond heists in recent years, stealing precious stones worth about $50 million from the hold of a plane bound for Switzerland. And yes, $50 million to Belgians, Andy. That is a lot of waffles. In fact, I believe that is how it was reported on the news there. Good evening, fellow Belgians. We have breaking news which is not chocolate related. A spectacular diamond heist has taken place at Brussels Airport, where police say thieves made off with precious stones worth upwards of 70 million waffles. Waffles that will now remain uneaten, their sweet goodness unaccented with cream and berries and a choice of syrups. This is a sad day for waffles, and is therefore a sad day for Belgians. Hold your waffle close tonight, fellow Belgians, and tell it how much you love it. In other Belgian news, waffles are still delicious. So let us eat waffles and be merry. God bless waffles. God bless Jean-Claude Van Damme. And God bless Belgium. And God bless waffles again. Good night. I'm pretty sure that's how it was reported, Andy. I just don't know how else they'd explain it to Belgians and still have it make sense to them.
Yeah. Well, it is, as you say, an incredible story. This gang drove through a hole in the airport's perimeter fence, then heisted the living shit out of a security van, hyper-heisting £30 million worth of rocks, whilst the security van driver was distracted, queuing up for a plate of waffles. Now, it's just inevitable, John, if you take valuable goods through Belgium. That kind of thing is going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Police are searching now for 8 masked gunmen, and they're also searching for some chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
So, apparently these armed robbers were dressed in police uniforms, broke through this hole they'd made in the security fence, had a van and a fake police car, drove straight across the runway to a Swiss passenger plane where staff from a security firm had just finished unloading the diamonds. They flashed machine guns, but no shots were fired as they took 120 parcels from the plane's hold, getting away at high speed through that hole in the fence. The van was then found later, burnt out just outside Brussels. And the only possible response to that, Andy, is, wow, that is awesome. Because for some reason, everyone loves a diamond robbery, Andy. There's something so romantically authentic about it. We've become so used to money being stolen through white-collar crime nowadays, insider training or Ponzi schemes or dodgy high-frequency trades of derivatives, that the idea of people actually going to the effort of putting on a costume, travelling to steal a physical diamond, it's incredibly appealing. You root for them, Andy. They're gentlemen criminals. You just assume that they dress well and that they plan the heist by standing around, looking at scale models of the site, drinking single malt whiskey, smelling incredible and making wisecracks at each other. It's a diamond robbery feels like a victimless crime, even when it isn't. If you can imagine George Clooney doing something, it just can't be that bad, Andy. He's too handsome for whatever he's doing to be criminal. That's just a fact.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone who's seen the film Siriano would necessarily agree with that. Well, I don't know if criminal's the right word. It was certainly pretty damn tedious. But, so as you say, those gems were on their way to... Any guesses, buglers? Yes, Switzerland.
Oh, the Swiss. Yeah. The Swiss, aren't they?
Ironic twist on the traditional timeline of stealing valuable stuff. Maybe it was a satirical heist. I guess we'll just have to see if any of those jewels end up being distributed around Jewish families in Germany. of course, you know, these days you immediately think when something like this happens, that's probably a stunt for a TV reality show. But this, as you say, was a genuine old-school diamond heist, and there must have been some consolation for the security van people as they stared at the machine guns pointed in their faces, contemplating the prospect of a extremely rapid and noisy death, to think, ah, well, this is a bit awkward now, but they're definitely going to make a film of this. Absolutely, yeah. Definitely. I wonder who's going to play me. Probably, if I get shot, it's going to be a fat guy with a trustable face. If I get away alive without being shot, just any fat guy. Awesome. Hollywood, here I come.
I love a diamond heist, Andy. I remember when, you remember it back in 2000, British detectives prevented that diamond robbery at the Millennium Dome, where they were planning to steal, I think, £350 million worth of diamonds that were on show by breaking in with a bulldozer before getting away on speedboats. And I remember being so disappointed that they didn't succeed. It feels like diamonds are basically made to be stolen. Why else would we assign such arbitrarily high value to them? If it's sufficiently imaginative and it doesn't hurt anyone, I think diamond robbery should essentially be legal.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's very much like this show, Top Stories, but considerably longer and newer, as in from right now.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.